Welcome to the Stepping Into Meaningful Relationships podcast. I'm your host, Carissa Stepp. I'm a relationship and human design coach, and this podcast is designed to help you create a stronger connection to yourself so you can transform the relationships around you, whether that be with your partner, a friend, a parent, a child, or your business. We will be looking at relationships through the lens of human design, and my guests and I will bring you the tools, tips, and tricks to create deeply meaningful connections with others. But first, let's start with you. The most important relationship you have is the one with yourself. Thank you for tuning in. Now let's get to today's episode. Welcome to the trailer for the Stepping Into Meaningful Relationships podcast. I am thrilled to have you here, and I appreciate you tuning in. The Stepping Into Meaningful Relationships podcast is a relationship and self-development podcast that aims to help listeners create a stronger connection to themselves so they can transform the relationships around them. It is so important to have a healthy relationship with yourself because we teach others how to treat us by the way we treat ourselves. If we constantly put everyone else's needs ahead of our own, or we avoid speaking our truth, or bend to everyone else's expectations, then essentially we tell them that our needs aren't important, that our voices don't matter, and that their opinions matter more than our own. For many of us, our inner critic often causes us to engage in self-sabotaging behaviors that can hurt our relationships. Our past trauma, suffering, and conditioning can hold us back from connecting meaningfully with others. On this podcast, my guests and I will be sharing our stories, modalities, tools, and tips to help you heal, overcome, and transform your pain into power so that you can feel safe showing up as you in your relationships. I believe that our relationships are mirrors to show us what we need to heal so that we can fully step into our authenticity and power and feel safe enough to keep our hearts wide open. When we do this, we can be strong yet vulnerable. We can set boundaries to feel safe so we can connect more intimately. When we do the work on ourselves, we can redefine the relationships we have with those we love, where we're no longer compromising our value for the sake of somebody else. When we can fully and deeply love and accept ourselves, we stop chasing unhealthy love. When we realize that the key to our happiness lies within us, we stop seeking it outside of ourselves. In upcoming episodes, we'll be having conversations about how to heal from codependency, how to close trauma loops and rewrite our subconscious programming. We will look to human design to help us parent our children in a way that supports who they are rather than who we want them to be. We will reframe our relationships with our bodies, our minds, and our spirit. We will explore how to have tough conversations with those we love by understanding how to manage conflict. We'll discuss how to have a healthier relationship with our metabolism, our bodies, our nervous systems, our money, our businesses, how to quiet our inner critic and heal our mother wound. We're also going to be talking about how to avoid attracting the same toxic partners over and over again, and how to heal from narcissistic abuse and domestic violence, how to get your partner on board with your self-development journey, and so much more. These are powerful conversations for those who are ready to uplevel and redefine their relationship with others, but even more importantly, the one you have with yourself. Now, you're probably wondering who this voice is behind the mic. My name is Carissa Stepp, and I am an author, a speaker, and a relationship and human design coach. I'm a mom to two amazing boys, a recovering people pleaser, perfectionist, overachiever, and codependent. For my whole life, I had been terrible at setting boundaries. I lived my life trying to fulfill everyone else's definition of success. I previously worked in finance in the hedge fund industry for over 10 years before getting married, having kids, and becoming a stay-at-home mom. At the age of 41, I had a spiritual awakening and realized that the life I had created, while it looked perfect from the outside, was not the one I deeply desired. And on the inside, I was struggling. I was deeply unhappy and chronically frustrated, and I didn't know why. I had lost myself, and outside of being a mom, I felt like my life had no meaning or purpose. Deep down, I always knew that I was here to help people. I just didn't know how. I knew I didn't want to be a doctor, a lawyer, or a teacher. I began reevaluating everything in my life. I asked questions like, who am I really? What is my purpose? Is this all there is to life? Am I meant for more? Do people even know me? Do I even know myself? And what about my relationships? I went on a quest for answers, and in the midst of all that, human design fell into my lap. It felt like a divine intervention. It wasn't until I learned more about my human design that I discovered who I was and ultimately found my purpose. If you're not familiar with human design, that's totally fine. I will be talking about human design on some of the episodes, but not all of them. But since I am a relationship and human design coach, and it was so profoundly life-changing for me and my clients, I thought I would explain in this episode a little bit more about what it is. Human design is a beautiful self-discovery tool that blends ancient and modern wisdoms into an energetic blueprint that shows the beautiful potential of who you are. Your chart can also be used as a roadmap to help you identify where you may be stuck or struggling. Getting to know myself through the lens of human design helped me to see myself from a different perspective. It gave me a permission slip to finally, fully step into my authenticity without feeling guilty about it. I was able to get clear on why I had leaned into people-pleasing, perfectionism, and overachieving for most of my life. It also helped me understand why I was so susceptible to codependent relationships. Now, I realize again that it may not be for everyone, but I do highly encourage you to check it out if you're not familiar with it. Or at least go run your chart on Genetic Matrix and see what your type, strategy, authority, and profile are. All you need is your birth date, time, and place, and then you can run your chart. You may not understand what it all means, but it might be helpful when I'm speaking to guests who use this modality. Of course, it is 100% not a requirement to listen to this podcast. Now, I will never claim to be an expert or fully healed. We are all works in progress. Life is a constant evolutionary process that we're going through. And if I can help bring you modalities and conversations that help you feel empowered and inspired to turn your life around, to reconnect back to your true self, and then create and redefine the relationships in your life so that they reflect your value and your worth, then I've done my job. Now, here is a random fact about me, just to keep things interesting. I grew up dancing, ballet, jazz, modern, tap, as well as singing and acting. My dream before I was told I'd never make any money at it was to be on Broadway. Well, I may not be on stage, but I am using my voice by starting this podcast. So I hope you'll sit back, relax, and enjoy the upcoming episodes. And in the meantime, remember, how you treat yourself is how you teach others to treat you. So treat yourself with compassion, kindness, and respect. Till next time, be well. If you're hearing this message, that means you've listened all the way to the end. And for that, I am truly grateful. If you enjoyed this episode and found it valuable, would you mind leaving us a review wherever you listen to podcasts and sharing it with others? If you'd like to connect with me for one-on-one coaching or human design reading, you can find me on my website or on social media. Also, if you have a topic you'd like me to discuss on a future episode, please DM me. Be sure to tune in next week for another episode of Stepping into Meaningful Relationships.